This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're speaking with Artistic Director Rebecca Von Rathney and Assistant Director Jessica Smith. They're here to talk about the Central Illinois Ballet's upcoming production of The Firebird, happening this weekend. Rebecca and Jessica, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Rebecca, let's start with you. The Firebird really holds some significance in the world of ballet. And talk a little bit about why you chose to do this production to start off your spring season.
Well, I danced in Firebird twice in my career, and it's always been my favorite Stravinsky ballet. Part of the reason why we chose it was it would do very well in our black box theater since it's smaller. It's a smaller ballet than most ballets. It's only 38 minutes. The cast is smaller as well, and so we thought it would do well.
And is there anything about the choreography of Firebird that makes it unique, makes it distinctive, as opposed to a Swan Lake or something?
The nice thing about Firebird is we don't have to follow the actual petit pas choreography. So anybody can choreograph to Firebird. And the nice thing about that is you can play to the strengths and weaknesses of your dancers. And since the music is so difficult, those go hand in hand.
So who provided the choreography for this performance?
I choreographed Firebird.
And we should also note that Firebird is not the only piece on the program that you're performing. It's Act 1, and then in Act 2, you're also presenting two more contemporary pieces. And so can you introduce us to those a little bit?
We're really excited for Act 2. It's a mix of choreographic works from our guest choreographers and from resident choreographers. So we had two pieces that were choreographed by dancers who are very close to our hearts and to us from Rochester City Ballet. And they are completely different pieces. One is for our students, and they've been loving putting that together. It's an old-fashioned kind of piece, and it's very fun and jazzy. And then we have another piece from Mr. Benjamin Rabe from Rochester City Ballet, and he has choreographed a piece for our company that is a contemporary piece, and it will be something very new for Peoria, so we're really excited to showcase that to the people. And then we have two in-resident choreographers who are actually company members with us. So one piece is by Miss Kaylee Bullock, and she choreographed a nice 1920s piece. So it's called Whiskey Town, and it's very close to Peoria's heart. And then another is by Miss Jessie Williams, and that one is also another new choreographic work that's going to be a little different and very contemporary. So we're really excited for all of those. And we also have somebody who is a teacher of ours who's performing a piece. It's a duet with his girlfriend, actually, or fiance, I guess.
Fiance.
Yes. They're doing a really cute swing piece. So we're hoping there's something for everybody in that second act.
So Jessica, tell us more about your role as ballet master, and particularly how you interface with the choreographers, whether they're here on site or off site.
Yeah, so I've been working really closely with our two choreographers from Rochester City Ballet. So Mr. Adam Kittelberger, who did the kids' piece, was actually here over the summer to choreograph it. And we have been in constant communication about that. And I have like weekly phone calls with them, and we talk about different ways that they want their rehearsals run. And they tell me different corrections and different things that we work together with costumes and things to really just help the vision of the piece come together. And the same thing goes with Mr. Benjamin Rabe from Rochester City Ballet with his company piece. I was present for the choreography of the piece, and then he kind of handed it over to me, I guess. And he gives me weekly notes, and then I send him videos of the piece weekly. And it's a really nice collaboration where I get to learn a lot and they get to learn a lot. And it's a good project to work together to build something good for the company.
And I imagine there is quite a bit of trust that has to happen between you and that choreographer. I mean, they're placing their baby, so to say, in your hands over a long course of time for you to actually be the one to rehearse the students and bring it to life.
Yes, and I take that responsibility very seriously. It was a huge honor for me to be asked by these people to be the ballet master. And so it's something that is a big reason why we communicate so frequently. And of course, Rebecca couldn't do it because she has Firebird on her hands. So I was very honored that they were able to turn to me and trust me with their baby. So I take great care with these pieces.
This will be the ballet's first performance since you moved into your new facility on West Main Street in Peoria. Can you tell us a little bit about this new location and some of what went into preparing it for your needs?
Sure, sure. So we've been looking for a location for over 2 years now. And we did have a little bit of a difficult time just trying to find the right home. And one of our board members was able to find this forever home for us on Main Street. It was a completely open space, and our landlord did most of the big construction for us, Gary Jacobs, and so we're eternally grateful for his help and stepping up to the plate. We're still under construction now, and we have so much more work to do, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
And is this a new opportunity for the company? Is this the first time you've had your own dedicated performance space?
Yes. Yes, it is. We always knew that we wanted a black box theater, not just for our own personal use, but we would really like to open it up to the community and let other people come in and use it or rent it or, you know, share space and collaborate. We're excited about this performance. So,
one of the things that I find fascinating about the Central Illinois Ballet, as well as the Cornerstone Performing Arts Academy that you have, is that you've developed this pipeline of talent. You start working with children of very, very young age, teaching really the fundamentals of ballet and dance. But then when it comes to the performance that you put together, you have the company, which are professional ballerinas, as well as students. And maybe you could talk through a little bit about, in this particular performance, the roles that each of those are going to take on.
Sure. So part of the reason why we have a ballet company is for our students. It's important for young children to have role models and mentors to look up to. A Firebird, it really isn't any different than any of our other performances in terms of just the company performing or just the students performing. We make sure that both entities are able to perform together. Not only does it strengthen our company, but it strengthens our students and it helps them grow into better artists, not just mentally and emotionally, but it raises the bar for both groups.
And specifically, can we talk about the role of the Firebird? I mean, this is a very demanding, physically demanding part. Can you tell us a little bit about the dancer who's going to be performing that role? And
we actually have Firebird's role double cast because the role is so difficult and we have four performances. So Miss Rhea Keller will be performing two of the performances and Miss Hannah Ray will be performing the other two performances. They have had to prepare their bodies a lot. So they've been cross-conditioning. They've been doubling up on all of their classes. They've been doing private coaching with me. They've been going to the gym and running on the treadmill and swimming. It is a very demanding role physically, but it is also demanding artistically as well. And so I know that they've been doing a lot of homework, watching other ballerinas play these roles, you know, Margot Fonteyn and so forth. So lots of preparation.
Rebecca, before we started recording today, you and I were talking a little bit about the similarities between opera and ballet, and particularly from the artistic collaboration point of view. Now, you have some other artists that are strong collaborators with the Central Illinois Ballet who really help in terms of production and set. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. One of the most important aspects of the Firebird performance is Tracy Frugoli. She has stepped up to the plate beyond compare to anything in the past. She has built all of our sets, all of our scenery. Not only has she built them, but she'll also be taking pictures of the performance. Her attention to detail is astonishing. She's painted all the sets. She also painted two of our costumes. The Firebird costume was designed and built. She built the costume 100%. She painted the costume.
And this is remarkable because Tracy, in her own right, is a professional fine artist. So she's known for her own paintings nationally and her photography. So I just see a little bit of art inspiring art here between Tracy and her relationship with the Central Illinois Ballet.
Yes. Tracy's been very supportive for a very long time. and we are incredibly lucky to have her. She works on all of our ballets, but this one in particular, she's put quite a lot of work into.
We've been talking with Rebecca von Rathenay and Jessica Smith from the Central Illinois Ballet. They're presenting The Firebird with four performances tonight through Sunday at 8:30 West Main Street in Peoria. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
And on Saturday evening from 7 to 9 p.m., the Peoria Riverfront Museum presents Wine and Art Night, painting with Nana E. Calmason. Nana E. Calmason will guide you in creating a unique piece based off Vincent van Gogh's Almond Blossom painting. All materials, wine, and light snacks are provided. Seating is limited. For more information, call 686-7000.
And the Peoria Public Library is hosting a film noir festival throughout the month of March. It starts Saturday with The Big Sleep from 1946. It continues through the 31st. All films will be shown Saturdays at 2 p.m. in the basement auditorium at the downtown branch of the library.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.